Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this very day,
hallelujah,
this winning Wednesday. Yes, and tonight we're kicking off Christ Over Crisis. This is the last week 10 of the three-day outreach through Pebbles Catering and Event Design in partnership with The Real Church and Celebration Tabernacle Church, which is located at 1046 Dixon Boulevard. So tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night at 4 p.m., come out, pick up a delicious meal for yourself and your family. This is the 10th week, and over the last 9 weeks, there's been thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of meals served to the community here. So it's drive up. You just pull your car up and people are outside to ask you how many trays you would like, and they're brought right out to your car. So you're just going to pull up and you're going to gather a meal for yourself and for your family on tonight. So we want to thank Pebbles Catering and Event Design, Keisha Barrett, and her phenomenal team.
Yes,
her team in the kitchen, her team in the dining hall that's serving the food, bringing it out onto each and every family who's being served. We just want to say thank you to them. The volunteers have been relentless in there each and every week, showing up early, staying late to make sure that everything is ready. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you to every volunteer and each and every person who has given money in order to continue the vision. So that's businesses, individuals, people who have contributed. If you would like to contribute, you can Cash App. It's $Pebbles76. Or you can come tonight, tomorrow night, or Friday night from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and drop off a donation. It would be greatly appreciated. Families are blessed. The testimonies that she is receiving from this just continue to fuel her to keep going from week to week. It's planned out from week to week. But this will be the final three-day week, and then she's going to be modifying some things to continue to serve the community in this manner, but just not 3 days a week.
Hallelujah. Let's jump right into the Word this morning.
Yes, we're in Make Life Work. So get the book. Do you have this book?
Yeah.
Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World, Turning Failure into Success. You could get it directly from Pastor Beckford's website, www.how2makelifework.com. Order a copy of the book. It's available as a paperback and an ebook, and you can follow along with us as we do this book study / Bible study. And we have been in the chapter Think Success. And there are 7 principles under Think Success. Number 1, have faith in God. Number 2, remember that prayer changes your thinking. Number 3, change the way you see yourself. Number 4, maintain your sharpness so you can perform on the winning edge. Number 5, watch what you say. Number 6, declare to yourself, I am able. Mm-hmm. And number 7, shed your self-limitations. We want to encourage you to get this practical guide to turning failure into success. This is not a book that you just read one time. It's a book that you take back out and you allow it to help guide and mold you as you're progressing from glory to glory.
And as you listen to our program, get the book, because by getting the book, help us to stand there. If you get the book, it will also help us to do this ministry and other future ministry that the Lord is directing us to do, and to help other people to make their life work. Mm-hmm. Today, we are on the question, I am the righteousness of God. But let me ask you the question, how can a man be righteous? That's what we studied. How can a man be righteous? Mm-hmm. How can you be righteous? Look at what Job asked that question. Mm-hmm. Go to Job. Job 25, verse 4, Pastor Diane. And we're going to look And how can a man be righteous? And I hope we get it. After this week's study, you will have confidence. You'll see yourself different. You'll see yourself the way God sees you. You'll operate the way God designed you and I to operate, and not operate in the flesh, operate the way the enemy wants us, to take us out of the image and likeness of God and to make us feel inferior. God doesn't make none of us inferior being, my friend. We are made by the best. Mm-hmm. The hands of God made you and I. You got it, Pastor Doc?
Job 24.
Yes.
What verse?
Verse 4. Job, no, 25. Verse 4. 25 and verse 4. Job going to ask a question.
How then can man be righteous before God?
Yeah.
Or how can he be pure who is born of a woman?
Continue to read. I like it.
Verse 5.
Read on to 6, yes.
If even the moon does not shine and the stars are not pure in his sight, how much less man who is a maggot and a son of man who is a worm?
So, here, you have to read that again because it's so powerful. It's going to light you up on that mic. It's so powerful.
How then can man be righteous before God? Or how can he be pure who is born of a woman? If even the moon does not shine and the stars are not pure in his sight, how much less man who is a maggot and a son of man who is a worm?
We
don't want to be left like that,
Can't be righteous. You remember David, when David sinned, David cried out. He said, behold, I was shamed for iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. I come from a woman. And that's why I sinned. That's the Old Testament. And so, in the Old Testament, we were given the what? The law. And the law supposed to declare us what?
Righteous.
The law. Those Ten Commandments was what we judged by in the Old Testament. And so it's like a teacher. It tells me every time whether I'm wrong or whether I'm what?
Right.
And it depends on if I break them. And if I break one, I'm guilty of the other nine. So I have to be perfect. I have to be what?
Perfect
in all what? Ten. I can't break one. That's why Job finds himself in this situation. And he says, Job is asking this question as he finds himself struggling. He says, how can a man be righteous that is born of a woman before God? How can a man be justified, declared justified, declared right? How can God declare that man right that is born of a woman? And then he says, that man is mere what? MAGA. Oh, we got that answer, man. We got the answer. Yes, sir. Corinthians chapter 5 gave us the answer. He says we all, what? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we read, says we all, what? The righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We become justified. Romans chapter 1, verse 70. Read that again. We got the answer. We could tell Job. In Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Job asked, how can a man declare righteous before God? Look at Romans chapter 1, 17 again.
For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to
faith.
As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
That's it. We all declare what?
Righteous.
The just is the one that declare righteous. How? Through the blood of Jesus Christ. So how can one? So I see myself. Oh, man. I see myself a winner now, not a loser. I see myself on the winning team. I'm on the side of God. If God is for me, who can be against
me? I no longer see myself as a maggot or a worm. I see myself as a righteous son and daughter of the Lord Jesus Christ. Seated in royalty, drawn out of darkness into his marvelous light. We have to see ourselves different. Why would we see ourselves in between? A lot of times we spend too much time seeing ourselves in between. I'm not a maggot, I'm not a worm. But at the same time, we don't see ourselves as a righteous son and daughter of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't see ourselves as royalty. We don't see the glory, how the glory of the Lord could arise upon us. We see ourselves somewhere in between, but there is no in between.
Yeah. Romans chapter 5. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, how can a man be declared righteous before God? Job said, we got the answer. Praise God. Romans chapter 5, verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That's the answer.
Yeah.
We are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. All the blood of Jesus. That's why the devil don't like we talk about the blood. Come on, somebody out there. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that sets me free. The blood of Jesus that takes me out of the prison of sin. The blood of Jesus ransomed me. He paid the price. Oh, I feel like preaching right now, shouting hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because what the law could not do, what the law could not do for me and you, Jesus paid it all. Oh. Jesus paid it all. And I says, all to him I owe, man.
Yes.
Oh, I owe that to him. Jesus paid for my sin. Mm-hmm. He paid for your sin. So I don't have to go out there and try to profess to be righteous or try to profess to be holy. I have that through Jesus Christ. And you says it, I think, in the beginning of the week here, where it says all our righteousness is like what?
Filthy rags.
Quit trying to be righteous. Receive righteousness through Jesus Christ. Quit trying to be holy. Receive the holiness of God through Jesus Christ. I have it. He clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. And I walk this thing by what? Faith. By faith, I'm justified. I walk in out this life by faith, declaring that I'm covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. I have the righteousness of God on my life. Hallelujah.
In Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. We're justified through Christ Jesus. And Paul goes on to say in verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ.
Yeah.
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Verse 21, I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's why we encourage you to get the book. Get the book and study. Study. Every readers are winners. You got to get the book. Study. Tremendous information there. And so we encourage you. It's a great book. Not because I write it, but it was written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I'm not that smart. But the Holy Spirit put some stuff. So now get it in Jesus' name.
Yes, we hope to see you tonight at 4 p.m. at Christ Over Crisis. Tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night, come pick up a meal for yourself and your family. 1046 Dixon Boulevard. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody.